This is 7AD, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
We normally do it Monday, but you're a bit crook yesterday.
A bit sinusy.
Yeah. Anyway, on with the show. And by the way, congratulations, okay?
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah. We're winning a chicken dinner.
The Master Electricians Excellence Award. So tell us all about these awards.
Yeah, we sort of mentioned a few weeks ago how DMS Energy were nominated for the 2022 Master Electrician of the Year and 2022 Renewable Energy Project of the Year. Well, we won. We won both of them.
You won both?
We cleaned up.
Well done.
Yeah. So Master Electricians, they really put on a great night at the Grand Chancellor in Launceston. A few of us from DMS Energy were there, and it was good to see that, even though this was the very first time Tasmania has had its own award ceremony event.
Yeah.
Like, typically, we're just, like, tacked onto the Victorian event as an afterthought.
Right.
And so, well done, Master Electricians. And remember, if you need some electrical work done, you should always look for a Master Electrician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about this renewable energy project.
Well, we put forward the Vale. That's a massive project we did on Claude Road underneath Mount Roland.
Yep.
Which was 608 solar panels or 230 kilowatt of solar.
That's a big job.
That is. Charging 280 kilowatt hour of battery storage using Redflow zinc bromide battery system, which is pretty specky in itself. We have 195 kVA of Victron multi-mode inverters and 200 kilowatt of Fronius string inverters plus 608 Tygo optimizers. And that's all part of this AC coupled system. And we put in around about 15 kilometres of underground cabling and fibre optics all over the property and under the Dasher River.
Wow.
Yep. We've just added 10 kilowatt of DC coupled solar. So we've spoken about DC and AC coupled over the years. But this gives the site what we call black start capability, which means if the batteries ever get completely discharged overnight, as soon as the sun comes up, the small little 10 kilowatt array wakes the system, engages the larger array and starts running the site and charging the batteries again.
Yeah.
At the end of the month, we'll have a 60 kVA generator going in as well. Now, you know, we had a significant wind event about a month ago, or a month and a half ago.
Well, particularly out there.
And look, most of Claude Road was without power for around a week or so. The Vale system just powered on in off-grid mode as though there was nothing wrong. The houses, there's three houses this system runs, with a farm and an airfield. And they just ran like it was business as usual, while the rest of the surrounding area was a complete shambles.
There you go, proof's in the pudding.
Yeah. Now, it was a cracking project to be part of and a well-deserving, you know, winner of the award.
Hmm.
I just need another one like that so I have something to enter for next year.
Right.
Now, the main award was the Master Electrician of the Year. Oh, I was sitting there waiting for the name to be read out and I nearly fell off the stage, Darren, when they called out DMS Energy.
Wow.
Now, this is an award that is a reflection of everyone who was part of the DMS Energy team. You know, they go above and beyond. They can be fitting a heat pump one day, wiring a new house or a business the next, or packing their bags to be airlifted to a remote site to be installing an off-grid or doing some electrical under a Cradle Mountain or something like that. So to say it was a good result would be an understatement, but it only goes to show what us Tasmanians can do when we put our minds to something and we can mix it up with anyone on the national stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks to all our clients who entrust DMS Energy to bring to fruition all their projects, big or small. Or whether it's just some new PowerPoints or a new switchboard or letting a solar power or heat your home. For the Vale, you know, though jobs like this don't come along very often. We have to thank Simon Hackett for letting us get this one up and running for him. Projects like the Vale are set to be the blueprint for future projects as we decarbonise the grid. It's a snapshot of what's to come.
Yeah.
Now, he's an early adopter, but you roll this forward in, you know, another 5, 6, 7 years, projects like this will be going in everywhere.
Yeah.
But just pay for themselves.
Yeah.
So renewable energy and agriculture should go hand in hand because they're very similar. And Tasmania is leading the way in regards to all this sort of stuff. And awards like this only highlight how progressive we are as a state.
Mm.
Yeah. So we've won quite a few awards over the years, Darren, and I've had to get my dad to make up some dedicated shelves to display them all. I had them stuck
like
on
kids' trophies.
Oh, like I've got them stuck on a hot water cylinder. And I've got them, so we're going to make a nice little spot there, put some lights on it, and make it look pretty good.
Yeah.
But I must say, these Master Electrician Awards mean the most to me as it's judged by our industry peers.
Yeah.
So if you'd like your electrical work or your solar systems designed and installed by an award-winning electrical contracting company, just call DMS Energy on 1300 502 599, and or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayed. You'll be able to see all the awards.
All right. And check the internet site out, dmsenergy.net.au,
mm-hmm.
and Facebook. Now, I'm assuming you've put photos of all
there
that
is.
Up on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Good. Right. But the Facebook, if you have a question for Power Savers, maybe for next week, then you can send them through to the DMS Energy Facebook page and we'll try and get to them on the Power Savers chat.
Sounds like a plan.
Well done, mate. Good
for
you.
Thank you.